Вы услышите разговор двух друзей о приготовлениях к праздничному вечеру. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста.
1. True.
Какие не соответствуют?
2. False.
И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа.
3. Not stated.
Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Oh, hi Nadine.
Bob, hi. Doing some shopping?
That's right. I'm glad I ran into you. I was going to call you to discuss the arrangements for Helen's birthday party this weekend.
She hasn't found out about it, has she? It's supposed to be a surprise.
No, no, I don't think so. I just wanted to check what's happening. Is it still at Paul's house?
Didn't he tell you? We've had to move it to a local hotel because Paul remembered he's got an exam on Monday.
Oh, okay. It'll be better because we'll have more room. There should be lots of people there, shouldn't there? How many have you invited?
Well, I've sent out about 50 invitations and there are about a dozen left still to go. There might be 60 people altogether.
What time are we starting? Will there be food?
We've told everyone to be there at 7. So I imagine they'll all be quite hungry a couple of hours later. The hotel said that they could ask their restaurant to provide the food, but their prices were quite high. I decided to just do it myself. We'll have sandwiches and snacks.
Sounds good. And there'll be music, of course.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that. You're right. Do you know anyone who can do it?
I've got a cousin who's a DJ in a nightclub. I could borrow his equipment. I don't mind being in charge of the entertainment.
That would be great. My only problem now is getting Helen to the hotel without her guessing what it's for.
Let me think. She wants to be a model, doesn't she? Tell her you've arranged a meeting with a magazine and they're looking for models. She'll definitely come for that.
Yes, good idea. I think that's everything. I'll call you to check that you've got everything you need. How about tomorrow evening? About 6?
I'll be there. Speak to you then. Bye.
Bye, Ben.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Oh, hi, Nadine.
Bob. Hi, doing some shopping?
That's right. I'm glad I ran into you. I was going to call you to discuss the arrangements for Helen's birthday party this weekend.
She hasn't found out about it, has she? It's supposed to be a surprise.
No, no, I don't think so. I just wanted to check what's happening. Is it still at Paul's house?
Didn't he tell you? We've had to move it to a local hotel because Paul remembered he's got an exam on Monday.
Oh, okay. It'll be better because we'll have more room. There should be lots of people there, shouldn't there? How many have you invited?
Well, I've sent out about 50 invitations and there are about a dozen left still to go. There might be 60 people altogether.
What time are we starting? Will there be food?
We've told everyone to be there at 7, so I imagine they'll all be quite hungry a couple of hours later. The hotel said that they could ask their restaurant to provide the food, but their prices were quite high. I decided to just do it myself. We'll have sandwiches and snacks.
Sounds good. And there'll be music, of course.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that. You're right. Do you know anyone who can do it?
I've got a cousin who's a DJ in a nightclub. I could borrow his equipment. I don't mind being in charge of the entertainment.
That would be great. My only problem now is getting Helen to the hotel without her getting what it's for.
Let me think. She wants to be a model, doesn't she? Tell her you've arranged a meeting with a magazine and they're looking for models. She'll definitely come for that.
Yes, good idea. I think that's everything. I'll call you to check that you've got everything you need. How about tomorrow evening? About 6?
I'll be there. Speak to you then. Bye.
Bye, Ben.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.